denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Gol de Messi!
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Messi to the middle, and Segovia scores! He camped out at the border of the six-yard box. Segovia waited for Messi to push it back to him. It found the mark, and Segovia is able to get it into the back of the net. 1-0, Inter Miami, 57th minute. The assist for Messi, the goal for Segovia, and the beautiful buildup.
Inter Miami in action tonight, Leagues Cup game number three. Welcome on in, folks, to Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Inter Miami. We'll do a little Messi Mania presented by our great friends at PNC in just a little bit. We'll touch on the injury report with Lytle Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. And we'll go around the MLS with our great partners at Audi. But tonight is game number three of Leagues Cup as Inter Miami tries to get to the knockout stage of Leagues Cup. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Leagues Cup and the format, 18 teams on each side. So 36 teams total in what we call phase one. 18 teams from Liga MX, 18 teams from the MLS. And believe it or not, only four teams from each side are going to go through. So 18 total go through, four teams from the MLS, four teams from the Liga MX. And I truly think that with Inter Miami, if they win tonight, and if they're able to control their own destiny is if they're able to win tonight. So Inter Miami certainly in great form as they head into game number three. And there's been plenty of highlights that we've heard, from MLS action in Leagues Cup. But something that is certainly that we're going to be looking into is what happened right here.
Messi's night is done. Incredible. So Messi has to come off, and this is about to take over social media as he heads straight to the dressing room. So Lionel Messi departs in the 10th minute.
So Lionel Messi getting injured last game has certainly dominated the headlines, not only in Leagues Cup, but on the MLS side of things as well. So Messi, what we've heard, going to be about 2.5-3 week kind of injury. We'll talk more about this when we go through the injury report presented by our great friends at Lytle Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. But it's certainly Messi getting hurt has dominated the news. But Inter Miami, as I mentioned, was able to go through in their last game in penalty kicks. Rodrigo De Paul had a crazy good game as well in the midfield. He was great defensively, had the game-tying assist to Jordi Alba. Alba was able to score the go-ahead, or rather the tying goal, which Inter Miami then ended up winning in PKs. And what a save Rocco Rios Novo, young goalkeeper for Inter Miami, made in penalties.
Steps up with his left foot. Badalone, save! Rios Novo down to his left and swiped it away! Rocco Rios Novo gives Inter Miami the advantage and a chance to go ahead with Jordi Alba stepping to the spot.
So Rocco Rios Novo coming up huge on that save, able to give Inter Miami that decisive save, which ultimately ended up with them winning the game in penalties. Now, 2 points is what you receive. You receive 2 points on the side. If you're the winning side, you get 2 points instead of three. So I know it's complicated, but the League's Cup action, if you win in penalties, you receive 2 points. So let's actually take a look at that League's Cup table. A lot of great teams in the MLS in this competition as far as MLS standards, and great teams on the Liga MX side. But if we're looking at the table right now, Inter Miami is the fifth. They're fifth on the table. Inter Miami, fifth on the table. They have a win and technically a draw. As I've mentioned, 2 points in penalties. You get 2 points for the winning team. So they have five on the table. The Columbus Crew have seven, and they are in the lead. So the teams that are in the top four right now, two of them have played three games. So LAFC, they have six total points. They got two from winning their first fixture in penalties. They got two again from winning their second fixture in penalties, and then three in their final game. So LAFC able to take advantage of that rule of winning 2 points on going through in penalties. I know it's all confusing, folks. When I say going through, it's the team who wins penalties. You didn't win the game, but you went through in penalties. So trying to make sense of that for the listener audience who's not sure about the football jargon that I am using. But the teams that are at the top who have played 3 games are Columbus and LA. The rest, Seattle has played 2 games. They have 2 straight-up wins. Portland has played 2 games. They have 2 straight-up wins. So if Inter Miami, if they want to go through, the sad part is they do not control their own destiny. I think Inter Miami needs all 3 tonight against Universidad. They need all 3 tonight in their fixture coming up, because if they don't, they don't want to give it up to leave it up to chance. You're already basically leaving it up to chance as it is, because if Portland and Seattle win, if they win both of their fixtures, get all 3 points, they are going to go through. They are going to go through because they are going to have 3 wins, straight up wins with 3 points. Now, it could come down to goal differential between LAFC and Inter Miami. Good news for Heron fans. If they do win tonight, if Inter Miami is able to win tonight by a goal, if they get 1 on the goal differential, they will go through, because LAFC only has a +1 on the goal differential. So Inter Miami, I guess I just got done saying they don't control their own destiny. It's looking like if they win tonight by a goal, as I look at this league's cup table, if they win tonight by a goal, they will put themselves in a great spot to go into the next round, the knockout round in League's Cup. Let's do a little Messi Mania presented by our good friends at PNC, where we go through all, or anything rather, that is Inter Miami. You know, Lionel Messi obviously dominating the headlines with him getting injured and being out for the foreseeable future. But let's do a little Messi Mania presented by our great friends at PNC.
It's time for a little Messi Mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to the craft that ultimately pay off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows that it's the same with money. That's why they take a smart, steady, and, well, boring approach, so you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including with new branch locations opening across Miami. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts and Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved, member FDIC. Game number 3 tonight on League's Cup coming up. Let's get you updated on the first 2 fixtures that happened for our Inter Miami Herons in the tournament. Let's go all the way back 2 weeks ago, where Inter Miami faced off against Atlas at Telasco Segovia, had a big, big game.
Messi to the middle, and Segovia scores! He camped down at the border of the 6-yard box. Segovia waited for Messi to push it back to him. It found the mark, and Segovia is able to get it into the back of the net. 1-0, Inter Miami, 57th minute. The assist for Messi, the goal for Segovia, and the beautiful buildup.
So Telasco Segovia able to open up the scoring against Atlas. Problem is, though, Atlas had a response later on in that second half.
Good job, Waygott, but he didn't clear the ball away. It's pushed into the middle. The ball's loose, and Atlas scores. Nobody cleared it in a pink shirt, and Atlas gets the goal. And we are level 1-1 in the 79th minute.
So 1-1 heading into about 90 plus 1. 90+1, but Inter Miami able to find some late magic and find a victory.
Back to Messi, into the middle, yeah! Inter Miami's going to win! Inter Miami's going to win! Messi found Wagon for a tap-in goal! Messi's second assist of the night! Inter Miami's going to win it! At the death, Inter Miami finds a way!
Lionel Messi, man of the match against Atlas as our Herons win 2-1. A Telasco Segovia goal in the 58th minute and a Marcelo Weigand goal in 90+6. Excuse me, it was not 90+1. It was 90+6. The final minute of extra time is when Weigand was able to bag that goal and give Inter Miami the win against Atlas. Atlas ended up scoring, as I mentioned, folks, in the 80th minute. Lozano tied it. But Inter Miami getting that goal at the death, courtesy of Marcelo Weigand from Lionel Messi, who got man of the match honors. Moving on to game number 2 in League's Cup, Inter Miami versus Necaxa in South Florida. Telasco Segovia opened up the scoring in the 12th minute. Segovia absolutely on fire in this tournament. 2 goals in 2 games. Let's take a listen to Segovia early and often in the 12th minute.
Chips it forward. Here's Rodrigo to Paul, middle channel. He heads it to the left. He has Segovia. Segovia into the penalty arc. Has to drag. Segovia right foot. And he scored! He picked it out upper right. What a shot from Segovia. Took his time. And he aimed it past the keeper and Sain. Segovia, just moments after Messi has to depart with injury, sends Chase Stadium into a frenzy. 1-0, Inter Miami, 11th minute, second straight match with a goal for Telasco Segovia. What a
That's the great Ken LaVica, voice of the Inter Miami Herons. He alluded, though, Lionel Messi getting injured in the 10th minute, and I don't want to say unless you've been living under a rock. I understand not our whole audience are football watchers and listeners, but if you're a football watcher, you know that Lionel Messi got injured last game against Necaxa, and it happened before that goal. Let's take a listen to Ken LaVica, the voice of the Herons, announcing Lionel Messi exiting the pitch in the 10th minute.
Messi's night is done. Incredible. So Messi has to come off, and this is about to take over social media as he heads straight to the dressing room. So Lionel Messi departs in the 10th minute.
And Messi's injury, obviously, it had 7th minute is when it happened. He was able to play for about 3 minutes after that. But in the 10th minute, Messi letting the physios know he was unable to go. And he will be missing some significant amount of time for our Inter Miami Herons as Lionel Messi exiting the game with injury, leg injury, going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. We will update you more when we go through the injury report later on in the show. So it is 1-0 at this point against Necaxa in the 12th minute. Necaxa ended up scoring, tying things up 1-1.
Here is a cross and a goal for Necaxa. A beautiful low cross was delivered by Raul Sanchez, and then Baldoni blasted it home with a left foot from about 9 yards out. The marking was poor. Inter Miami pays. We are level 1-1, 33rd minute. And Noah Allen's the guilty party, and he is cursing himself, walking back to the midfield circle.
So Baldoni, the striker for Necaxa, able to find the back of the net to Kent's point. Beautiful cross from a Necaxa up man. And Messi, you know, not being in the game, you think that Necaxa might have some kind of moxie and energy in the game, especially after this happened in the second half.
Good ball from the top. Monreal 1v1 against Rios Novo, and he scores from just outside the right portion, 6-yard box, slots it by Rios Novo with a right foot, and Necaxa grabs the 2-1 lead late, and that could be the end of Inter Miami's League Cup hopes.
That wasn't ended up being the case, as the Herons would go through in penalties, but you know, to Ken's point, Inter Miami picked up this red card early on in the game.
It was a weak ball back from Weigand, but Falcone, instead of trying to usher the ball all the way back to his keeper, oh, it's a straight red. Oh, my goodness. Maxi Falcone has been shown a straight red left of the penalty arc. That seems massively extreme.
We'll get more to that red card in a second because Nikoksa got a red card as well. They were guilty in the second half.
Certainly looked like it could have been denied a goal-scoring opportunity. And indeed it was. A red is shown to Christian Calderon. And now it's Matt John, 10 men, both sides. And there's still a half an hour left to play. We just got into the 60th minute.
So two red cards leading up to that Nikoksa 2-1 goal, which they took the lead in the 81st minute from a goal from Monreal. Up to that point, there were two red cards in the game. The Maxi Falcone red card, which happened in the first half, and then the Calderon red card, which happened in the 61st minute. So red card after red card in the game, both sides. The difference is Maxi Falcone's red card got rescinded. How about that? So it was called a red card on the field, but Falcone, after the game, the League's Cup Commission ended up rescinding the red card because it was deemed not a red card. My content director, program director, Brian Rowitz, tried to ask me, he goes, what the heck was that? No answers for you, Brian. It was that bad in-game. Ken and I could not believe it was called a red card in the game, and Leagues Cup seemed to agree with us. Back to the game, though. Nikoksa was up 2-1 in the 81st minute, and then the magic in South Florida continued to happen in extra time as well. Inter Miami dipping in to that magic wand.
And he sends it into the middle. It's headed! Goal! Goal! Jordi Alba! We are level! Inter Miami draws level! 90+1! Alba draws us even 2-2! DePaul, the free kick assist! Jordi Alba leaping high into the air! Sends it upper left! Jordi Alba sensational for Inter Miami! Jordi Alba saves Inter Miami, and there's still 5 minutes for a winner!
So Jordi Alba bailing out the Herons in extra time, but want to give a shout-out to Rodrigo DePaul, who had the assist on the Jordi Alba goal. Rodrigo DePaul, new acquisition for our Inter-Miami Herons from Atletico Madrid. You heard that right. The top-tier team in La Liga, the top-flight La Liga, the top-flight league on the Spanish side, Atletico Madrid. Always a top three team in that competition. Instead of staying and playing in one of the best competitions in all of the world, Rodrigo DePaul wanted to go play with the Inter Miami Herons, Lionel Messi, and the other Barca boys. So welcome to South Florida, our good friend Rodrigo DePaul, saving our bacon in extra time. Let's head on over to penalties because Rocco Rios Novo, and listen, for all my Heron fans who weren't aware, Oscar Ustari picked up an injury about 4 or 5 games ago. He has been unavailable for our Herons, and the young Rocco Rios Novo has been in his stead. Let's take a listen to the young man coming up big in penalties.
Steps up with his left foot. Badalone, save! Rios Novo down to his left and swiped it away! Rocco Rios Novo gives Inter Miami the advantage and a chance to go ahead with Jordi Alba stepping to the spot.
And Badalone is the striker for Nikoksa. Rios Novo arguably saving the best penalty taker's kick in the game as Nikoksa is denied in PKs. And that's all Inter Miami would be, or rather, that's all Inter Miami needed to go through in penalties to get the 2 points because the great Luis Suarez was locked in.
He approaches the ball, right foot Suarez, and he put it off the crossbar and in! Luis Suarez hit the bar. It went across the goal line. Inter Miami picks up the win in penalties over Nikoksa, 5-4.
So Luis Suarez coming up big. He had a couple of chances too. The great Luis Suarez had a couple of chances in regulation, in the first 90 minutes to put Inter Miami ahead. He did not take advantage of those chances, but he did take advantage of that penalty kick as Inter Miami went through in penalties 5-4. But the big news is that Messi, you know, the injury and what happened right here kind of overshadowing what has happened with Inter Miami in Leagues Cup.
Messi's night is done. Incredible. So Messi has to come off, and this is about to take over social media as he heads straight to the dressing room. So Lionel Messi departs in the 10th minute.
and it is a hamstring injury for Messi. On that injury report, it says a few days, but from everything we have been reading, about 2-3 weeks, Lionel Messi will be missing for the Inter Miami Herons. Messi has played 80 minutes 24 times this year. 80 minutes or more, excuse me. Lionel Messi has played 80 minutes 24 times this year. So he's been playing a lot. You know, Messi has been playing a lot. I don't blame Mascherano. For those of you wanting me to blame Javier Mascherano, who maybe wanted to join piling in on the gaffer, I'm not doing that. I think Messi wanted to play. I think Messi wants to play in these games. He wants to play as many minutes as possible. And this is from Sunday, folks, August 3rd, the Inter-Miami CF Communications Department. Inter-Miami CF today has provided an injury update presented by Baptist Health for Inter-Miami CF captain Lionel Messi. Messi underwent medical tests to evaluate the extent of the muscle discomfort he experienced in the League's Cup match against Necaxa, which forced him to leave the field. The results confirmed a minor muscle injury in his right leg. His medical clearance will depend on his clinical process as he responds to treatment. That was from Inter Miami, the official press release that came out on Sunday. And Javier Mascherano kind of said to the media, he extended a little bit on the injury, that he will not be in next match's starting 11. And listen, any kind of muscle injury that happens to your hamstring, a minor one like this, 2 to 3 weeks. I expect Messi 2.5-3 weeks to be out of the lineup. It might do him some good. Might do him some good to get back into shape, get back fit, and get back ready to go for a big second half of the MLS season. After next game, we will officially be past the halfway point for Inter Miami on the MLS table. Obviously, League's Cup is the topic of conversation tonight, as Inter Miami will do battle coming up against Universidad. I really do think that with Inter Miami, they're controlling their own destiny. I know a lot of stuff is going to have to happen. I truly stand by what I said early on in the show. I think Inter Miami, as long as they just win, get 3 points tonight. The table is a mess. The reason I'm at a loss for words right now, like, there's so many teams, guys, who have a win and a draw with 2 points. If Inter Miami wins by at least a goal tonight, I like their chances of going through to the knockout stage, which is, believe it or not, only 4 teams from the MLS side and the Liga MX side. And with Inter Miami, by the way, Pumas is who they will be doing battle coming up tonight. Universidad Nacional, better known as Pumas, one of the top teams year in and year out on the Liga MX table. Pumas this year been not in form so far in 3 games on the Liga MX table. Pumas 3 points on the table. But one of the better sides year in and year out, a team that Inter Miami certainly will have to be ready for, especially without Lionel Messi. I mentioned Messi 2.5-3 week injury. I wonder what Mascherano is going to do with the lineup. I wonder what the lineup will look like tonight as we inch closer coming up here to kickoff. But 7:30 is when that ball will start rolling. So as we know with American football and North American football, the ball will probably be rolling around 7:40, about 10 minutes after they initially say that kickoff will be. But Inter Miami, without Lionel Messi, will certainly have to try to put their best foot forward, as we will be leaning on players like Telasco Segovia, who has 2 goals in 2 League's Cup games, leaning on Luis Suarez, who had the decisive penalty kick in the fixture against Necaxa. And the good news is it's a home fixture. Inter Miami, with the position they're in the MLS, defending champs of League's Cup, they have 3 home games. Take care of business tonight, and I like the Inter Miami Herons' chances of going through. Let's take a look at the Liga MX side of the table. Pachuca, Toluca, Tigres, and Monterrey. Those are the top 4 teams right now. A lot of these teams, Chivas and Tigres. Chivas and Tigres are the teams that still have games left on that table as far as League's Cup. So, Liga MX's They're trying to get their, or rather, you know, with all these competitions, both of these leagues are trying to get their best teams forward. If I had to put some money on it, I think the MLS wants Inter-Miami to get to the next round. Number one, because Inter-Miami sells with Lionel Messi. Let's take the selling point off of it. They're a great team, even without Lionel Messi. I think that certainly, you know, Inter-Miami is still a top, top team when it comes to the MLS teams. So I think that with Liga MX and how strong a couple of teams like Toluca, Pachuca, and Tigres have been, they're probably wanting their best foot forward. And it's looking like Toluca, Pachuca, I think those teams are kind of locked in. We have to wait for all these teams to play their games. But I think Toluca and Pachuca, with the results that they've gotten, they look like that they're probably going to be two of the four teams that go for Liga MX. Seattle and Portland have positioned themselves in great position with two straight up wins. They got 3 points and no draw. So we'll continue to break down that table as we progress here on Pink Smoke. Let's take our first time out of the program. We appreciate PNC and our great partners over at PNC Bank who sponsored this segment, Messi Mania. When we return, we'll do the injury report on Pink Smoke.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Back to Messi, into the middle, yeah! Inter Miami's gonna win! Messi, Bonwega for a tap-in goal! Messi's second assist of the night! Inter Miami's gonna win it! At the death, Inter Miami finds a way! And he sends it into the middle, it's headed, goal! Goal! Jordi Alba! We are level! Inter Miami draws level! 90 plus one! Alba draws us even 2-2! DePaul, the free kick assist! Jordi Alba leaping high into the air! Sends it upper left! Jordi Alba sensational for Inter Miami! Jordi Alba saves Inter Miami, and there's still 5 minutes for a winner. He approaches the ball, right foot Suarez, and he put it off the crossbar and in! Luis Suarez hit the bar, it went across the goal line. Inter Miami picks up the win in penalties over Necaxa, 5-4!
That's the great Ken Lavica, voice of the Inter Miami Herons, who you will be hearing from in about an hour. The ball will be rolling around 7:40 tonight at Chase Stadium as Inter Miami will be doing battle against Pumas, the final fixture of Phase 1 in League's Cup for Inter Miami. Also, wanted to update everyone on what Inter Miami needs to do to get to the knockout stage. So I've been saying all show, win, and I got a good feeling about Inter Miami advancing. Well, it turns out I'm pretty much right. Ken Lavica, as I've mentioned, the aforementioned Ken Lavica, voice of the Herons, had this to say in his tweet. Inter Miami fans, feel free to fact check. We know the Herons advance in League's Cup with a full-time win, in parentheses, 3 points. If Inter Miami gets pens and gets 2 points, they will need losses or draws in penalties from Minnesota, the Galaxy, Orlando, Cincinnati. Loss slash not high scoring multi-goal win from New York Red Bulls to advance to knockout stage. You want to know what that tells me? Ken and I are right. Just win the game. Win the game. Do not leave it up to chance. Win the game in regulation, in normal time. Do not go to penalties tonight. And Ken even tweeted an hour later saying, erase surviving a win from New York Red Bulls. Inter Miami would also need them to lose in a case of a penalty win tonight. So you do not want to put yourself in penalty kicks. You want to win in regulation. You want to win in the 90-plus added time that there is going to be tonight. So wanted to update. I've been saying all show, and shout out to program director, content director, friend of show, boss Brian Rowitz, came up to me during the break and said, Riz, take a look at Ken's tweet, but you're not too far off. Win, and they're in. Win, and you're in. It's that simple. Folks, let's do the injury report presented by Vital Rider Smith Ivy and Fronrath.
Now it's time for the Inter-Miami Injury Report, presented by Lytle Ryder Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it, won right back by Inter-Miami.
Lytle Ryder Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
It is foryourrights.com. Our great friends at Lytle Ryder Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath have been serving South Florida for 35 years, visit foryourrights.com. They are our great sponsors of the segment. And how can't we start with the injury report without taking another listen to the voice of the Herons telling us not so good news?
Messi's night is done. Incredible. So Messi has to come off, and this is about to take over social media as he heads straight to the dressing room. So Lionel Messi departs in the 10th minute.
So Lionel Messi not available for tonight's game, according to Javier Mascherano, the gaffer and head coach of Inter Miami. It's a hamstring injury. We could all sit here and speculate. About 2.5-3 weeks is what it's sounding like. Probably no Lionel Messi for 2.5-3 weeks as the Herons are getting ready to kind of wrap up phase one of League's Cup, get into the second half, or rather get into the meat and potatoes. We're already in the second half of the MLS season, but getting into the meat and potatoes of that MLS second half. And Orlando City is, if my best guess, folks, so if I go to Inter Miami and go to their fixtures here, obviously Orlando City at home, on the road, the Herons sadly lost to Orlando City on home turf before the FIFA Club World Cup. But Orlando, the Galaxy, DC United, those are probably the fixtures Lionel Messi is going to miss. You got Leagues Cup. Good news. If Inter Miami does get the full three tonight in regulation, Lionel Messi will probably be back. I don't want to like I said, it's so hard to speculate on injuries and hamstrings, folks. But my best guess is 2.5-3 weeks. And that's when kind of the second round of Leagues Cup is going to be kicking off if Inter Miami were to win tonight and advance. But Orlando, the Galaxy, and DC United, my best guess that Lionel Messi will not be available for those fixtures as we inch closer towards the end of the MLS season, end of Leagues Cup, and the MLS playoffs. A couple of other players on our Herons injury report presented by Lytle Ryder, Smith Ivy, and Fronrath, serving injured people and their families for 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com. Drake Callender still dealing. Poor Drake Callender. Guy's been hurt for what seemed like two and a half, 3 months with that hernia. Calendar dealing with a sports hernia. Mid-August is when he is expected back. And Oscar Ustari, who we mentioned earlier in the show, Rocco Rios Novo has been starting in his stead. Oscar Ustari dealing with a hamstring injury. He is expected back mid-August as well. As far as Pumas, Pablo Lara is the only one who is appearing on the injury report for Pumas. He is doubtful. So it seems like Pumas will be full strength. As we know, Pumas is a top team usually on that Liga MX table year in and year out. They have positioned themselves pretty good on that League's Cup table. They're certainly going to be putting their best lineup and best foot forward as Pumas is at 6 right now. To put things in perspective, the team's at 3-4 right now. You still have plenty of teams that need to play their last couple of games here. But Necaxa and Pumas, Necaxa, Pumas, and FC Juarez are the three teams that do not have a loss that still have to play. They're the only three teams that do not have a loss that need to play a third game. So those are the teams that are being threatened, or rather are threatening, on that Liga MX side of League's Cup table. Tigres and Puebla, they have 2 straight up wins and 6 points, but the issue is they have losses as well. So Pumas licking their chops tonight. If they beat Inter Miami, they're going to go through. If Pumas beats Inter Miami, they're going to go through, and vice versa. If our Herons win tonight, they will go through. I expect a very competitive game tonight, a very chippy game tonight as well, and we will get you those starting lineups in just a second. I have starting lineups on FotMob, folks, but before I tell you guys, I want to make sure they're right because I'm scratching my head at something right now. I'm scratching my head at a specific player in a position. I want to make sure that this is the official starting 11. So I will do some digging as we take a timeout here, our second timeout of the show on Pink Smoke. But once again, that was our injury report presented by Lytle Rider Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, who have been serving injured people and their families for 35 years. If you've been in an accident, visit foryourrights.com. They will help you. foryourrights.com. Lytle Rider Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Once again, that injury report, Drake Callender, Lionel Messi. And, you know, obviously whenever Messi is on that injury report, it's going to dominate whatever conversations are going to be had. But Drake Callender is still nursing that hernia. And, you know, Inter Miami kind of full strength with you've seen Inter Miami have 5-6 players on the injury report before and recently on the program. But Inter Miami is healthy as they have been probably all year, even though Lionel Messi is unavailable in the lineup tonight. When we return, I'll double check on the starting 11s. We'll go around the MLS presented by our good friends at Audi. We'll do around the League's Cup, though. We'll call it around the League's Cup tonight because I will continue to explain to you what that table looks like on the Liga MX side and on the MLS side. Once again, Inter Miami, if they win tonight, they are through to the knockout round, and Pumas as well. If Pumas wins tonight, they are in on the Liga MX side. So winner go home, basically, tonight for both teams as our Inter Miami Herons gear up for a big one in South Florida.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Chips it forward. Here's Rodrigo to Paul, middle channel. He heads it to the left. He has Segovia. Segovia into the penalty arc. Has to drag. Segovia right foot. And he scored! He picked it out upper right. What a shot from Segovia. Took his time. And he aimed it past the keeper and Sain. Segovia, just moments after Messi has to depart with injury, sends Chase Stadium into a frenzy. 1-0, Inter Miami, 11th minute, second straight match with a goal for Telesco Segovia. What a
Segovia has been the MVP so far in League's Cup for Inter Miami. Could argue Lionel Messi, who had 2 assists in that first game, but Segovia, 2 goals in 2 League's Cup fixtures. I think one of the signings of the year, him and Tadeo Allende. I know Allende's kind of struggled this late, but Allende has put together a brilliant season as well. But Telesco Segovia, really, you're going to really have to rely on him tonight too with no Lionel Messi in that lineup. I mentioned that I'd get you guys starting 11s for Inter Miami, and it looks like, folks, Yannick Bright in the starting lineup, but he's playing a right mid position, usually a central defender, but with Rodrigo De Paul firmly in the lineup at that box-to-box role. I used to call it the box-to-box Yannick Bright role. Well, it's now the box-to-box Rodrigo De Paul role as he is the featured man at that position. But Yannick Bright now going to be coming off the right side tonight. 4-4-2, folks. 4-4-2. For Inter Miami, you got Rocco Rios Novo between the goalposts, starting for the injured Oscar Ustari. Your 4 defenders, reading from left to right: Jordi Alba, Gonzalo Luan, Maxi Falcón, Marcelo Weigand. Falcón picked up a red card in that game against Necaxa, but the League's Cup and the commission rescinded it, so he is available tonight. He will be starting at right center back. But once again, left back Jordi Alba, left center back Gonzalo Luan, right center back Maxi Falcón, and right fullback Marcelo Weigand. The midfield, at left mid, Telesco Segovia, left center mid, Sergio Busquets, right center mid, Rodrigo De Paul, and right mid, you got Yannick Bright. That's the thing I wanted to double check on in the break. Yannick Bright in the starting lineup, going to be coming off the right side in an interesting formation for Javier Mascherano. And then your 2 strikers up top, Tadeo Allende, going to play striker on the right side with his inverted left foot, and then Luis Suarez going to be coming off of the left side with his inverted right foot. So that is your starting 11 for Inter Miami, 4-4-2. Pumas is going to go with a 4-2-3-1. They have between the goalkeeper sticks tonight, Miguel Paul, the Mexican 21-year-old goalkeeper, getting the start tonight. The right back is going to be Pablo Benvendo. Your right center back for Pumas tonight, Nathan Silva, the Brazilian. Left center back coming up is Ruben Durade, the 29-year-old Spanish veteran. Left back, Alvaro Angulo, the Colombian. And then let's move on to the midfield. Your two central defenders for Pumas tonight. You got Jose Caicedo. The 23-year-old from Colombia, brother of the Caicedo who plays for Chelsea, by the way. And then Alberto Carrascuela. He is going to be playing defensive mid tonight. The 26-year-old from Panama, Alberto Carrascuela, coming up tonight. Now, let's get your left wing, Jorge Rubalcaba. Jorge Rubalcaba coming off the left. The central attacking midfielder, Pedro Viti. And then your right wing tonight's going to be Rodrigo Lopez, the lone striker up top, the always dangerous Guillermo Martinez, the 30-year-old Mexican who has really made a name for himself in Liga MX throughout the years. He already has a goal in three games started for Pumas, already off to a good start. Inter Miami going to be locking in on Guillermo Martinez as they will hopefully try to limit what this Pumas attack will look like tonight. But those are your starting 11s for the game, the final game for these two teams in the League's Cup, our Inter Miami Herons and Pumas. Let's go around League's Cup, around League's Cup with our good friends at Audi. Folks, do you want more from your drive? Well, this is it. The all-new Audi Q5 with a powerful sporty silhouette, dynamic handling, and responsive steering that makes every ride better than the last. An all-new interior with a digital stage with you in mind. Introducing the all-new Audi Q5, our best made better. Test drive the all-new Audi Q5, the 2025 all-new Audi Q5 at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com to learn more. Mention that Inter Miami needs a win. If they get a win tonight, they are going through to the knockout stage. Our good friend Ken Lavica on X. You could follow Ken on X to keep up with all the latest Inter Miami news. You can also follow me at Mike Rizzo 22. But at KLV says, and Ken says, with Inter Miami's win tonight, if rather they're able to win tonight, they will be going through and too much will need to happen. Too much will happen if they win in penalty kicks. They're going to need a prayer. I'm going to be quite honest. I'm not even going to go through all the crazy situations. They will need a prayer if they win in penalties tonight. So Inter Miami looking to win in regulation coming up tonight. And then Pumas, it's win or go home. It's win or go home for Pumas as well. If they win, they are on to the second round. If they don't win, they're going to need a whole lot to happen in order for them to go through. But League's Cup action, Inter Miami, I mentioned, already has played their two games, and what two games they've
Messi
been.
Messi to the middle, and Segovia scores! He camped out at the border of the six-yard box. Segovia waited for Messi to push it back to him. It found the mark, and Segovia is able to get it into the back of the net. 1-0, Inter Miami, 57th minute. The assist for Messi, the goal for Segovia, and the beautiful buildup.
Yep, and Telasco Segovia really has been that household name in this competition so far. Looking at that table on League's Cup, though, Inter Miami sitting at 5. I mentioned if they win, they're in. But the Columbus Crew, LAFC, Seattle, and Portland have all positioned themselves pretty nicely as well. Seattle and Portland, if they win, they control their own destinies as well. Inter Miami would be bouncing out either LAFC or the Columbus Crew with their win tonight. Portland and Seattle could certainly lose and make things interesting as well for the other teams, but it's looking like if Inter Miami wins, they are going to be going through. So it's that simple on the Inter Miami side. As far as Liga MX, Toluca and Pachuca really look like the teams that have solidified themselves. But FC Juarez, Pumas, and Nacaxa, who Inter Miami drew last game, or rather not drew, but went through in penalties with this goal.
He approaches the ball, right foot Suarez, and he put it off the crossbar and in! Luis Suarez hit the bar, it went across the goal line. Inter Miami picks up the win in penalties over Nacaxa, 5-4!
So Nacaxa got 1 point from that. They have 4 points on the League's Cup table. But teams like FC Juarez and Pumas, they have a straight-up win and a draw win in penalties. I mean a draw win. They won the penalty shootout and got 2 points. I think either one of those teams, if Juarez and Pumas both win tonight, it will come down to goal differential. So Pumas looking to get that three, that I was about to say elusive. Elusive would be the wrong word, but the illustrious. How about that? The golden 3 points so they could go through on the Liga MX side. Well, it's going to wrap it up here on Pink Smoke coming up tonight. But don't worry. Don't fret. I ain't going anywhere. I'm here with you guys all night. I got pregame coverage starting for you guys. We'll go through all those goals again. We'll go through the starting 11s. We'll go through the injury report. We'll do it all again right here on our Inter Miami Radio Network. Coming up next, we got a whole lot to talk about. We'll hear from Ken LaVica coming up in just over 40 minutes. I'm expecting a 7:39 kickoff. It's a 7:30 start. Technically, but we all know how North American football works. It's going to be looking like a 7:39 kickoff, as it's usually a little bit later. I've kind of become a seasoned veteran, folks, when it comes to knowing when these games are going to start. But thank you to our great friends at Audi. That was around Leagues Cup. Audi, once again, get on out to your Audi South Florida dealer to test drive the brand new Q5, baby. That brand new Q5. The 2025 Q5. Visit your local South Florida Audi dealer to test drive or visit AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com to learn more. I ain't going anywhere, folks. Keep it locked in right here. We got the pregame show coming up next.